Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, I'm just going to do some unpacking today because I've actually tried to record this a couple of times and I'm not sure it came out right. I think I'm still figuring out where I stand on this, and I still feel like, you know, one of the things about me is I never really know anything to be certain. And so because I'm aware of that, I am also like often cautious around making a concrete judgment on something because I know there's just so many variables. And so I think that's why I've struggled with recording this episode, because there are so many variables. It's, you know, I guess what I'm talking about here is self-responsibility versus, you know, overall responsibility. And I guess I'm talking particularly in the personal development space as like facilitators or coaches or whoever it is that is delivering content, particularly around the spiritual space and personal development, because I feel like both of those spaces, they're kind of interlinked, but both of those spaces, it can be easy for us to take someone else's word and bypass our intuition on things. You know, so pedestal people and and look to them for answers, because that's what, you know, I guess that's what a lot of spiritual personal development people do, is make us believe that they have the answers to something. And I think this is why I sometimes struggle in this space myself, because I'm aware that I don't have the answers. And that's a rather unsexy thing to, like, it's not really something that sells, you know? Certainty sells. Uncertainty, not so much. I think people want to be, I mean, we're seeing it in these times, right? Like, people are very fucking uncomfortable with uncertainty, so much so that they'll reach for things that are, like, in a normal time would be completely not at all something they would buy into, but they do when there's uncertainty around. You know, certainty sells, uncertainty not so much. And so in that certainty, there is for any coach or any facilitator, there is a level of responsibility. But what I find increasingly is potentially dangerous practices. You know, one of my most downloaded episodes of all time was an episode I did about a year ago on calling out bullshit in the spiritual world. And it was mostly around how, and this is really closely related to it, but what I'm unpacking today is really closely related to it. So it was about, you know, consent. And when we're a coach or a facilitator, we can't negate the need for consent from our coachee or from our participants. Like, we can't take them on a journey, and it's irresponsible to take them further than they are willing to go. But so many in the spiritual world don't really take that into consideration, right? They're trying to push you beyond your limits. And I think it's potentially dangerous and a little irresponsible. You know, and I don't want to negate the autonomy that an individual has, right? Like, we all have full autonomy on our lives, and we absolutely should be taking responsibility for what happens as much as we can. But I also, you know, I don't necessarily buy into the idea that we're responsible for everything. There are other people within our lives, so, and circumstances that just, you know, I couldn't in good faith say that, you know, we create everything in our lives from our internal landscape, though I also believe that to be kind of true as well. This is a thing about the uncertainty piece. There is multiple truths often running at the same time. And so I can find it difficult to stand on one side or the other, because I can see merit and I can see truth in both. So where was I going with this? So essentially this week, or the last few weeks, I've seen a few things that have, it's been more in the the masculine American version of personal development. And I really thought that we were beyond this version. But I'm not sure that we are. Anyway, I know I am. I don't know if everyone is. I think people are still buying into the idea that they're broken and they require fixing. And like, in huge numbers, actually. But yeah. Or they need to fundamentally change in order to be worthy, which I also do not at all buy into. Or that they need to be energetically somewhere else other than where they are to have what they want, which I also don't buy into. Anyway, I thought this masculine kind of version of personal development was dead, but it appears to be alive and well. Hello, how are you? Come, Bill. And so I was listening to a podcast called Guru. It's by Wondery. Don't know if I'd recommend it or not. You know, I thought from a professional perspective, I thought the voiceover was a bit naff, a bit over the top. And like his read is not very authentic. I know and see some pretty shoddy journalism in the health and wellness space, trying to demonize health and wellness. I don't believe that health and wellness is a corruption-free space either, for the record, and not in the least. But I do, come on, Bill. But I do think like there were some things there that were a bit ridiculous. So the story of Guru is about James Arthur Ray, and he was, you may remember me from such movies as The Secret. He was on The Secret and he kind of came to fame through Oprah, who I've come to believe is quite a bad judge of character, actually. Some of her, the golden echelon of Oprah, you know, like people that Oprah has brought fame and fortune to, like James Arthur Ray, have turned out to be just quite shoddy humans, actually, and not really very in integrity. You know, I'm not even going to go into it, but you know, that it seems like a lot of the people that Oprah has brought fame over the years are now collapsing under the pressure of change. Anyway, so James Arthur Ray, the whole story of Guru is he basically ran a sweat lodge, I think it was in 2009, and three people died. And it was everything that I worry about when it comes to the personal development world. You know, being pushed beyond your limits, being gaslighted into not believing your own gut, you know, like being, because that's really what a lot of this shit is. They're conditioning you. It's almost like grooming, you know. It's like they groom you to, and probably maybe with good intentions because they want you to, but maybe they actually just want to sell you into the next program too, right? So, and I have been in this space, you know, I've been in this hardcore masculine American style personal development space. I have done programs, you know, I've walked into an arrow in my throat, I've chopped the wood, you know, I've done a lot of the things that actually, while I was listening to Guru, a lot of those things I have done. And you know, and those kind, and it's kind of like the standard program when it comes to this. You know, you get the intro level, low, you know, low entry level taster where you're sold into a program that's 10 grand, and then at the 10 grand one, you're sold into a program that's like 20 grand. You know, it's like that kind of thing. And yeah, so anyway, I'm just still kind of unpacking this stuff. I guess the other thing that's come up this week has been, okay, so I was in a thread in one of the Facebook groups that I'm in of a lot of people who are in the spiritual community. And one of the women there was asking if anyone had worked with a big name male spiritual entrepreneur. Now, this male spiritual entrepreneur works in the purpose space, and he is also a I'm not going to say disciple, but you know, he's one of Oprah's peeps that she introduced to the world, and he's currently running a boot camp on trauma, which I just find really irresponsible. Anyway, in this thread, this person was asking if anyone had worked with this person, and whether it, you know, whether they would recommend the program. And the response was quite long. Like, there were, it was a very busy thread, and not one word of praise for this person. Dodgy person, not in integrity, rude, arrogant, misogynistic, like just not painted in a good light at all, and definitely not someone who should be dealing with moving people through trauma. I mean, unless you are a, and you know, like, unless you've dedicated your life to learning about trauma, and you have, I'm not necessarily all about the pieces of paper, but unless you have, you know, experience in psychotherapy or psychology or one of those, you know, kind of vocations, I guess, then I don't think you have any place moving people through something as complex as trauma in an online course, you know, without any, you know, where's the accountability here? And this was the thing about Guru that made me boil, was like, this guy had all these people in this like homemade sweat lodge piling on the wood, standing at the door with the breeze, saying, come on, move through it, you know, and not, and like, it just, it absolutely breaks my heart that people felt like they, you know, like they weren't listening to their bodies, they were listening to him. And then what does he do? He disappears, right? He disappears, and you know, and leaves everyone there, and like, you know, no explanation. Anyway, it is kind of a fascinating podcast to listen to. And you know, there were minor things. You know, before I said sometimes journalists can be a little bit sensational. Well, you know, there were things like, well, this isn't the first time he'd been in trouble. You know, James Arthur Ray, someone had bruised their hand. And it was actually, I think, during a deposition, he was asked, did you think about stopping when the person bruised their hand? And he was like, well, no, it's a bruised hand. You know, and from that perspective, I can have empathy for the guy, for sure, because like sometimes shit like that happens and it's not major. But, you know, if you're going to take people through processes which put them at potential risk, physically or mentally or spiritually, then, or emotionally, then you need to have practices in place for people to be able to opt out and not feel pressured. You know, like this is the thing. This kind of approach to spirituality or to personal growth is teaches people not to be able to listen to their own bodies and their own guts, but push beyond. And I'm not really sure what that does. You know, like having done it, I'm sure it opened me up in some ways, but actually the thing, and I've spoken about this a number of times, the biggest shift for me has been acceptance. Acceptance of who I am, acceptance of my boundaries, acceptance, you know, like not pushing myself beyond that space. And that doesn't mean that I'm not open to growth, because I'm growing all of the time. Growth doesn't require us to push our bodies or our emotions to the very brink. You know, it can be slow and gradual rather than painful and traumatic. You know, a lot of this stuff actually is just more trauma. We're just bringing more trauma into our lives under the guise of growth. I don't know that we need to have massive, like, put out, like, life is traumatic enough, you know? Like, if I think about the trauma that I've had in my life, yeah, for sure. This is where it gets muddy, right? Because yes, for sure, the personal growth that I've had in my life has definitely been related to the amount of trauma that I've experienced in my life. I wouldn't be the person today that I am today without the trauma that I've faced. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to invite trauma into my life in order to have growth. You know, it's like a different thing. And I just don't feel it's healthy, and I don't feel it's responsible. And you know, and what makes me angry is that these guys, I'm saying guys because mostly they are guys, though there's, actually, no, that's not quite true. The people that I'm talking about today are men, but this goes wider than that, you know, way wider across all genders. And, yeah, I was going somewhere with that. Yeah, that's right. What makes me angry is that these people are clearly, when you talk to people who have had experience with them, you can see they're not in integrity. Yet they continue to grow and scale massive businesses, having massive reach, influencing millions of people, and yet they're not in integrity. And I think this highlights that, like, you know, integrity is something that I really value, and it's something that is important to me. If I'm going to preach something, then I better fucking have lived it, you know? Like, I'm not going to share anything, and this is part of my human design as a third line, actually, but I'm not going to share anything that I haven't experienced. So that is in integrity for me. But I'm also never going to dismiss your own intuition, and I'm never going to push someone beyond where I think it's safe for them. And you know how I know what's safe for them? They tell me and I ask them. And that's not happening in a lot of personal development and spiritual spaces. You know, we're not trusting, a lot of people in this space actually believe they know better than the individual. That's where the problem is. They know what's best for them, you know, and that's bullshit. That's 100% bullshit. So yeah, and you know, and yeah, and that's what pisses me off, is that these people continue to influence millions of people on a daily basis with their books and their, you know, events and their retreats, and they're potentially dangerous. But no one really, like, you know, it's kind of like that thing where, oh my God, this is like a really bad analogy. This is a really bad analogy. But like, oh my God, should I say this? So as an Aussie, there was a guy who was, you know, he had a gardening show on TV. And I had heard through my childhood that this guy was a real prick. He was rude. He was a misogynistic asshole. But he was really, really successful, and he came across as a lovely guy. And yet everybody knew he was an asshole, you know? But nobody said anything. They said he was an... And, you know, Ellen's going through this too at the moment, isn't she? Something... I haven't really gone down that rabbit hole, but I heard that she... You know, a lot of people have been coming out talking about her being a control freak and... I don't even know what. But, you know, like, nice persona on the outside, but actually a bit of an asshole and treats people with not that much respect. And, and that just fucking annoys me. But it also highlights that maybe there's some stuff within me that needs looking at, though I'm not about to bypass integrity, because it does really matter to me. But it does highlight that we don't need to be a good person, and we don't need to, you know, we don't need to be in integrity to have success from the external perspective. And I think this is something that, you know, I've been thinking a lot about lately, is that idea of success and what it means. And often it's not what we think it means. It's not the books and the, you know, the publishing contracts and the Oprah endorsement and the, you know, millions of people, eyes on your stuff. That's not success for me. Success for me is living in integrity and expressing myself and, you know, for sure being financially compensated well for that that's the paradigm within which we function. So yeah, there is an element that I like to make money as well, but not at the expense of my values. So, you know, and that is not a money block. It's that I actually value integrity higher than I do money. And that's always going to be the case, or as it can be. Maybe it won't be, but it has for the first 43 years of my life, so I guess it's going to continue. Anyway, I'll leave you with that. Basically, I guess what I'm saying here is, if you are a coach, if you are a facilitator, please make sure you're practicing in safe ways that get the consent of your people, and you're allowing them. If you think you know better than they do about what's best for them, then, you know, there's some work to be done for you. And have safe practices. If you're going to be like unlocking trauma within people, please make sure that you are equipped and that you have the support you need for them. We have a responsibility. We cannot, you know, there's so much that goes on in this coaching space, which is like, well, and it's true, right? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You can't. So you, as a facilitator, as a coachee, as a mentee, there's absolutely, it is true that you will get out what you put in. A person cannot do the work for you. They can help guide the work, but they can't do it for you. So on that side of things, there is a responsibility for you to show up and be committed to your own personal growth. But then as the facilitator or the coach, there's also a responsibility to make sure that your clients are safe, that they are working within the limits of what's possible for them, and that you are getting consent, not gaslighting them into, you know, gaslighting in the coaching space just makes me skin crawl. But also, like, please, let's just stop following these fucking assholes. If someone is touting shit that is like, you know, destination-based stuff, fuck them off. Stop having them in your feed. Stop reading their books. You know? If it feels like it's going against your nature, it's because it is. You know what's best for you. Not anyone else. So, the best thing you can do, if you're going to invest in anything, the best thing you can do is invest in someone or something that allows you to connect back to you, because you have the answers, not anybody else, right? So the moment you see answers promised and certainty promised, use scrutiny. And if you're going to work with someone on stuff that's big like this, the least you can do is Google search them, particularly if they're a big name. You know, like, type in the name scam, or type in the name, you know, and do some research on not just what they're selling you, but what people who have actually experienced them have to say. You know, because there is responsibility on us as participants to do our due diligence as to who we are consuming content from. Don't just take things at face value. Dig deeper. Okay. Oh my God. And then I want to go on to say other stuff, but I'm just going to stop here, because it's like, this is the thing. There's just so much truth in different ways here, because also it's okay for things that come across you to resonate with you. And, you know, I don't believe anyone is inherently evil. I just think sometimes they're a little misguided and probably have good intentions, but not necessarily backing those intentions with solid, you know, foundations. You know, so anyway, okay, I'm going to wrap it up. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.